This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Pleasure to welcome some people from Five Ever Books coming in to talk with us this evening. Kia ora, thank you for joining.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Feel free to introduce yourself to the listeners.
Would you like to start?
Okay. Kia ora, called Sasha Tokowingwa. My name's Sasha. I'm part of one third of Five Ever Books, and just bringing Renee Williams into the room with us. She's here in spirit, but is currently in Poneke.
Hi, Renee.
Kia ora,
Renee.
Be fucking zoo. But also, I guess before we even really like started, we just kind of wanted to state that, you know, just we wanted to acknowledge Mana Whenua and kind of just, you know, like articulate that. You know, sovereignty was never ceded. Tēnā rānga, tērā tanga, ake, ake, ake.
Oh, and I'm Ashiel. This is my name.
Yeah.
And yeah, and we're the three of us, we're Five Ever, but we also a wider group of support and solidarity beyond that. So I guess, yeah, we mostly operate the three of us, but yeah, it's so many friends.
We love so many friends. So tell us a little bit, I guess, about what's brought you down to Otipoti.
So we came down this year for Small Press Fest 2024. We travelled down last year as well for Small Press 23 with Renee. And yeah, then we're just kind of hanging out a little bit at yours, the best place in the universe.
Love yours.
So we're just sort of hanging out and I guess kind of doing like regular work from, because you know, computers, whatever, but also a little bit of helping around yours, kind of tidying some stuff up. But there's a tip run today, you know, just cool. Many hands to make light work.
Absolutely.
How would you describe like the mission, so to speak, of Five Ever Books?
So the only one mission of Five Ever Books is to achieve a constitutional transformation as soon as possible, and so that therefore take practical steps towards that. And
in our manifesto, you know, we kind of articulate ourselves as anti-capitalist. You know, seeking to see transformational constitutional justice, but also, you know, being playful in our seriousness. I think that's like a huge kind of important part of our mahi, because like we're real serious but also real silly.
And what matters
is can't change the world without a smile.
Definitely.
so true.
But also, you know, like, means you want to keep going, right? Like, your friends keep you going. Those networks of care and support and stuff that happen behind the scenes. So, like, I guess as Five Ever Books, we make books, but also we do heaps of other things. So, you know, publishing. We publish out of Rebel Press in Poneke, which is a beautiful space. Very lucky to kind of have the means of production, like literally having the machines to make books. I guess that's sort of a takeaway that we've had sort of both years of the Small Press Fests, is that actually there is a kind of difference between those presses in Aotearoa that have access to the means of production in terms of a capacity to make and bind your own books, and then those who have to kind of go through those traditional sort of commercial printers to get a book object. I forgot what the question was. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No worries. That's what we want. We want to just,
We just want to talk.
Yeah, we do. That's what we're here for. I guess, how did you get into that space?
I suppose in like 3 or 4 years ago, we were pretty, angry at the world. And that anger remains every day and is increasing. We kind of wanted to exist more in that moment than rather than be sad. And
so I suppose in that sense, it's like recognizing and taking seriously that kind of anger at the overwhelming complexity of like all the bullshit, but also actively seeking ways that we can work together to kind of harness that in productive ways, and not productive in like a, I don't know, accounting sense, you know, like productive in like a community sense.
Yeah.
And so just thinking like, how can we, like, we're all angry at different things, how can we use that energy towards something different? And then, yeah, we've just been hanging out, making books and running events and performance art and, yeah, publishing as a tactic, I think, is like a kind of way that we sort of capture it all.
Yeah. Awesome.
How long is Five Ever? Because Four Ever is a very long time.
Yes, Five Ever transcends time as
and space
as a non-linear concept. Five Ever is
extremely.
It's a lifestyle. It's a movement. It's a cult.
Question mark.
It's a 5D approach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Many realms, many plateaus. One might say.
Beyond.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's just like a way of, you know, like it's kind of a silly, but it's also so true, you know, and I think that's the silliness and our seriousness is like at the same time as being like, you know, very much kind of specifically grounded in like our material reality, which, you know, kind of connects back to that ability to make those books and respond to the situation that is around us in the community. It's also like thinking much bigger than like the frameworks that we've kind of come to accept as maybe like a status quo, or, you know, just kind of thinking beyond and playing beyond and just, you know, throwing something out in the hopes that it happens and being experimental and silly and playful and using that as like an active political technique in community.
Just like what yours is doing with food.
Yes.
Yeah. Bringing people together, you know, like I think that those are the things. You got to have Kai and you got to have creativity.
Yeah.
You got to have community.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
DJ Pal's also just lurking.
Lurking. Community in the room with us. So in that same vein, how do people get involved with Friday?
I guess... So you just meet people meet people, and I think what's important is to acknowledge that this is it's that simple, and it's that kind of locally, regionally based, and then from there you make those encounters, and as long as you're, you know, extremely intentional and there's a lot of appetite with the people we meet, like to share art between us. And so, yeah, through those encounters, yeah, then you just eventually meet authors and eventually meet people who want to use the print matter. So it can also be, posters for the community. It can also be zines. It can also be pamphlets or just scrapbooking, because sometimes you just want to, you know, publish exactly one book for yourself. And so
I think in that sense as well, you know, like coming back to that specific kind of locality, I guess, unfortunately, as bodies, we can only be in one place at any time, you know, and there is, with Renee kind of being in Poneke at the moment, she ran a workshop last night at Enjoy Contemporary Art Space alongside Micromill, and we were sort of running a low-key workshop at yours, you know, and so there was this sort of duality of place, but like the thing is, we are kind of bound to where we are, and so in terms of like what we do in our mahi and how to get involved with that, I guess, you know, specifically, like, we can offer a lot of pathways to the crowd in Te Whanganui o Tata that we can't necessarily in Otipoti. But I guess, you know, something that we've been dreaming about with Small Press Fest and just, I don't know, thinking about how to, like, extend that scope of agency in relation to print matter and publishing is, like, we need another binding machine. Like, I think that's a really tangible and significant thing that we really want to locate. And so we've got this binding machine in Wellington Central, and that is the kind of heart of everything for us, at least. And, you know, the dream would be to have a kind of binding machine down in, you know, Otipoti or wherever in the South Island, and also perhaps one in the far north or Auckland sort of region, you know, in order to kind of just sort of disseminate the ability to make the object that then you can kind of pass between yourselves. Yeah. Yeah. So if anyone's got a binding machine out there that's just like gathering dust, hit us up.
Yeah, text in 0212 Radio 1 with your binding machine, please.
But seriously, you know, I think that that's the thing that we need to find more of to make actively, you know, networks of involvement more kind of beyond the specific place that we live in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One final question for you guys. Do you guys have a song request?
Yes, we have a song request. So,
Okay, so the song request, we've played this song a few times during our workshops at Enjoy. It's called Hate by Berwyn. And I think, you know, captures quite a lot of the political opinions that we share.
And in that same vein, is there anything you'd like to share with the listeners before?
Yes, we have a short list. So I think we have
please,
a Property Sucks.
Property Sucks.
We have
cool.
Yeah.
Quit Your Job.
Microbiospheric
participation
is very important.
Yeah.
Microbiospheric participation. Yeah.
Go and touch the dirt. Yes.
Get it.
Yeah.
Also. Yeah. Shout out to yours. We had a big list of like words that we had to say on air, but like
smash the state
and honor tertility. Kia ora.
Don't think we're cutting you off.
No.
I mean, we could
go.
We really did have a long list. Like we were walking down the street being like, what are the things that we have to say? And so we got through some of them. Socio-biospheric participation is actually the full terminology that we were meant to include.
I haven't actually heard the term before.
It was coined by a young researcher, a local researcher in Otepoti.
Yep.
They're doing some amazing,
incredible,
collaborative, knowledge-based learning making. And it's at yours, actually.
Cool.
And yeah, it's great. It's mostly about food and
farming.
Yeah.
And also, oh my God, I remember another word, syndicate. Wanted to shout out the syndicalism because that's great, you know, like represent, get that mahi done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unionize.
Anyway, thank you so much.
No, thank you
really
so much for joining us.
Thanks for indulging us. It was
absolutely,
really awesome.
Absolutely.
May we get a binding machine.
Yes, surely, from this. We've got Hate.
It's Hate by Berwyn.
Yeah. Enjoy, keep it locked. Thank you for listening.
Kakite.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.